Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I am thrilled to be here today. It is Wednesday. You're halfway through the week, and we have tons to get to. As you probably know, if you've been tuning in to the news today, Hurricane Ian is nearing landfall in Florida. A lot of footage being shown. It begins to move onshore in Florida. And we have some updates for you on that, including, as usual, Democrats and Democrat operatives trying to politicize this hurricane. And I mentioned yesterday, Amy Klobuchar, she won this race. It's over. She is the champion. She politicized the hurricanes and claimed that Democrat policies will stop hurricanes going forward before it even hit the U.S. And that is how you get ahead of the game. You don't wait. You get out ahead of it. You're going to politicize something. And by the way, I should add in here, because I know I'm always very sarcastic. It's very serious. We're wishing everyone well in Florida. Stay safe. Do what they tell you to do. If they tell you to leave, leave. And, you know, follow all the protocol. But it is pretty amazing how the left has to take advantage of this incredibly dangerous situation by making it about one of their favorite grifts, one of their favorite cottage industries. It goes climate change,
blah, 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 blah.
Contact tracing / plexiglass and writing books and selling them to students that they're required to buy, or selling them to libraries and that whole thing. But Don Lemon also had a moment like this. I don't know if people saw. It's pretty funny. I mean,
it's two this week.
Two this week, Jared. I said the same thing. I said, these guests, I don't know how, who's vetting these guests, but it's unacceptable. If I were Don Lemon, I would say, listen, I'm about to leave this show. And then somebody might say, well, technically, your time at this show is almost done. You're about to be on the morning time slot. That was his promotion, he told us. That's okay. But
I didn't get fired. I was laid off. God.
So Don Lemon brings on a meteorologist to talk about climate change. No, I'm sorry, to talk about the hurricane. And Don Lemon, of course, wants to talk about climate change. I'm saving this cut because it's so rich. Once again, a guest turns the tables on Don Lemon. And not even because the thing about these guests is I don't think that they have this mindset of I'm going to get him. I'm going to dunk on this lib and I'm going to go viral for dunking on this lib. It's just that the questions he asks people are so inappropriate and so out of bounds for the content of the segment that they have no choice. It's almost like they have to defend their own reputations by steering clear of whatever he's talking about. We will save that, though, because it's a great sound cut, and I don't want to give it all away in the opening, you know? I gotta have some teases dropped into this show. And just one more thing I want to add in here about the hurricane, which we will also be talking about this throughout the course of the day, is that Joe Biden finally called Ron DeSantis. And it proves yet again that this administration does things based off how it polls on Twitter. They have no standards. They have no policies that they really believe in. They're petty brats. And then when they see that their petty attitudes are biting them, they come out and they do the opposite. And it's so transparent. Like, I saw the Daily Mail headline that said, actually, Joe Biden did call Ron DeSantis after, you know, the media backlash. And I'm thinking, well, okay, congrats. Congrats. You called the governor.
How's an old guy do that?
You called the governor of a state that is dealing with a hurricane after you called three mayors and were tiptoeing around not calling the governor. You finally summoned up the courage to call him. And what do you get for that? You want a pat on the back? I'm sorry, sir. I reserve the Profiles and Courages Award for people in Martha's Vineyard, for people who take on illegal aliens for 44 hours before sending them back to Cape Cod. I'm not giving these out willy-nilly. You're going to have to do better than that. A phone call? A phone call that for any other president would just be standard practice. You know, only with classy, unifying, bridging the divide Joe Biden does he have to really weigh his political feelings before he makes a phone call.
And we will cross this divide.
And just to be fair, it's not Joe. It's not like he's harboring actual resentment towards Ron DeSantis. I don't think he would know if you told him, hey, you got to call. You got to make this call. It's the Easter Bunny. You could just do that and he'd make the call. It's his handlers. It's these people, these Ivy Leaguers, the Avengers, the best and the brightest who are ruining the country. They're the ones who are taking out. Remember the photo? Remember the photo of when Trump was coming in 2016? And it was an iconic photo. Just iconic. I look at it once a month because it makes me so happy. They were all dressed in black. If you look at this photo, it was Jen Psaki. I think Susan Rice might have been there. It was all the Obama hacks. And they're all watching as the new administration comes in. And they have scowls on their faces. They're so angry. These are all the same people who are now whispering into Joe Biden's ear, you can't call him. You can't call him. He's a semi-fascist MAGA Republican. You'll just be giving in if you call him. That's the advice they're giving him. And it's terrible advice. But are you surprised? Because look at what a terrible job they're doing handling this country. Another big story today. According to CNN, so earlier this week on Monday, leaks were discovered in the Nord Stream pipelines. And then according to CNN, European authorities investigated and found that underwater explosions had occurred just before the pipelines burst in several places. Now, there's tons of theories about this, a lot of speculation. The bit of speculation that I see being pushed the most, and the most eagerly is how I should put it, is the idea, and maybe it makes the most sense. I have some questions that I will pose throughout the course of today. But this idea that it was Russia, it was Putin.
Findalization.
I don't know, though. Let me first tell you that the Washington Post was the first outlet I saw that was showing that powerful voices are blaming Russia. Five European officials with direct knowledge of security discussions said there was a widespread assumption that Russia was behind the incident. Another said that it could be a threat to other non-Russian energy infrastructure since so many pipelines crisscross the Baltic Sea, including the one inaugurated Tuesday, and they're calling it Russian sabotage. But I read this piece in American Thinker, and I'll talk more about it later. And just one question that I thought was very logical was, but why would Russia want to preclude its ability to use the pipelines for leverage, threatening to further reduce or increase its delivery of natural gas? Russia could always cut deliveries without damaging the pipeline, after all, and maintain the ability to reward behavior it wants by increasing the delivery of gas. The explosions remove that lever from Putin's grasp. What raises intense suspicion on the United States is the very specific threat that Joe Biden issued against Nord Stream last February. If you don't remember this, Joe told in a press conference, he was asked about Nord Stream 2, and he said that he would stop it. He would be able to bring an end to it if he wanted to. And he said, I promise you will be able to do that. And then this was before Russia invaded Ukraine. Save that, though, Jared, but we'll get to that, too. This is all just background. I would love to hear other people's theories. Might as well. Everyone's speculating on what this could be. But how I have to start today's hour, before we hit anything, before we talk about any of these issues, is we have to play a sound cut today that I would argue is one of Biden's worst moments so far as president. And if you've been paying attention at all, you know that is a competitive field to break into. We're talking like there's a lot of greatest hits. So for him to do it is pretty impressive. Let me just give you a little background. Joe Biden was speaking at an event, and it was called the White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health. And during the event, he's mentioning people, specifically Republicans, who were helpful in this effort. And it was a pretty bipartisan effort, and he's thanking people. And he decides to ask where Representative Jackie Walorski is. She's a Republican from Indiana. She passed away. It was a really, really sad, sad story. She passed away in a crash, in a car crash. One of her aides was driving her, and I think it was it a month ago, Jared?
It was in August. I don't know the exact date.
Okay, August 3rd. I have that here, August 3rd. It was a really tragic, tragic story. And unfortunately, Joe Biden, per usual, does not handle it with sensitivity. In fact, he didn't know, which is weird because he released a statement after she passed away. This is what he said about Jackie. And you have to assume it's Jackie because she was a big advocate for this. And he's thanking everyone else. And they had a video planned to show, like an in memoriam video for Jackie Walorski. Let's play the cut.
And so many of you know so much about this as well, and you're committed. And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this.
I will say this. There was no malicious intent with that comment. That is one thing I will say. It is incredibly insensitive, obviously, but it's not something that he did purposefully. He clearly is not there. He clearly has no idea what he's talking about. And we are going to be told that it's fine, that he's, you know, very sharp as always. Watch me, as he told Scott Pelley. We're watching. We're watching, and it's frightening. I mean, this outdoes the Chuck comment where he said, stand up, Chuck. And Chuck was in a wheelchair. This blows that out of the water. This makes that seem like a okay moment for Joe. And you do have to, in these moments, as I always point out that typically I can't stand Joe. But once in a while, he tugs at my heartstrings. In these moments, the fact that we have this old man up there who clearly is suffering cognitively and nobody does anything about it does make me feel for him a little bit. All right, when we come back, we'll take your calls, 844-500-4242. Tons of Biden sound to get to. Natural gas bills will be $46 higher each month compared to last year. And I've been reading reports that it's going to be even worse than that. That's a 24% increase, if we're lucky, due partly to higher gas supply prices. This is just one of the many reasons you need the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. The Gen 40 heater combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room and warms you to the bones. What I love about this heater is sometimes you get a heater and it just kind of blows air at you. It can be very drying. This really warms you up and it warms up the area that you're in. You can bring it into one room that you tend to stay in instead of heating up your entire house. So if you're, you know, getting cozy and you're just going to be watching TV in the living room, you can just plop it in the living room. And then when you're done, you can put it back in your bedroom. It's really easy to use.
Yeah, we plan to do that this year because we just filled up our oil tank, and I won't give the number, but let's say sticker shock, to put it mildly. So what we do is we use a Gen 40 heater to supplement our oil heat in other areas of the house.
Yeah, and right now you can save $50 with code GRACE50 at EdenPureDeals.com. So last year, Eden Pure sold out of these heaters really fast, and I got a lot of complaints from people via email. So I don't want that to happen this year. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in code word GRACE50. Save today, be prepared for the cold temps, you know they're coming. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACE50. Did I mention shipping is free? You can't beat this. We'll be right back with your calls, 844-500-4242. Get on the lines now. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
better than Grace Curley?
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
I was just discussing this in the kitchen with Howie, and he said that's one of his worst. And I said, it is one of Joe Biden's worst. If you miss this, he asks, where's Jackie? And it was at an event where they were going to be showing a tribute video honoring the late Representative Jackie Walorski from Indiana, who died in a car crash. Joe Biden, who at the time released a statement, must have forgotten that she tragically died in August and was asking where she was at the event. But I did say to Howie, I said, it's his worst, but like I pointed out in the opening segment, wasn't malicious. It's just sad. It's just really sad at this point that he's lost his mind. I think most of us know someone or, you know, someone who's dealt with this in their life where someone's mind just isn't there anymore. And it's a tragic thing to watch. And what's really painful about this is the denial that you're seeing from not just the media, because that's to be expected, but the people around him, his wife, the people who are supposed to care about him, that no one is stepping in here and saying, this has gone way too far. Let's play that cut one more time for people. Jared, this is Joe Biden today at the Hunger, Nutrition, and Health event at the White House, cut 36.
And so many of you know so much about this as well, and you're committed. And I want to thank all of you here for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this.
Yeah, I don't know how they walk that one back. I'll be interested to see the spin they put on that statement. Another thing that was talked about today is his plan to end hunger. I mentioned this because I read this headline yesterday in the Daily Mail, and I noticed that 2030 is a big year. 2030 is going to be like 1999. It's the year that everything is happening. So get ready. 2030 is going to be lit. Everything's going to be fixed. Also, though, the world is ending. So it's kind of a, you know, catch 22. And now we find out, thanks to Joe Biden, that in 2030, he's going to end hunger. Can I get cut 29, please?
I really do know we can do this. End hunger in this country by the year 2030 and lower the toll. Lower the toll that diet-related diseases takes on for too many Americans. This goal is within our reach.
Yeah, you have so much on your plate right now, though, Joe. You know, you have so many things. I know 2030 is going to be awesome, and I don't doubt that for one minute. I'm looking forward to it. At that point, we will have Michael Avenatti going into his second term, and it's just going to be, it's going to be a beautiful time, and I don't doubt that. But how about 2022? Yeah, I hate to be one of those Instagram quotes that's like live in the moment, but let's take a look at what's going on now. You know what I always think of is that classic book by the Navy SEAL, Make Your Bed, and how every day if you get up, you should make your bed because it seems small, but it's one thing you can accomplish every single day. You can check it off your list. This administration does not make its bed. It does not clean its house. It does not fix the potholes outside on the street. All it does is think about things in 2030 that they're going to be able to fix, and it's bonkers.
Yeah, 26 minutes today, because I watched the whole thing. He went on about children shouldn't have to go hungry. Parents should be able to feed their kids. I don't, maybe lower the price of food somehow now.
Well,
that could help.
Jared, I don't believe that Vladimir Putin was at this press conference.
No, he was blowing up his own pipelines.
So, yeah, if you have an issue with the price of food, you can go talk to Putin. It's his price hike. I don't know how many times I have to tell you this over and over again. And Joe did mention that he spoke to Ron DeSantis.
President Putin.
When we come back, I want to talk about Ron DeSantis's handling of the hurricane that is approaching Florida. And how Joe Biden caved and finally called evil Death Santis. Plus, Ron took down some hacks in the mainstream media. What's not to love about that? We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. So all eyes are on Hurricane Ian. And that means that even on more politically based shows like Don Lemon's program on CNN, they are covering the path of this hurricane. So he had a guest on. And the rest is television gold. You know, for as much as we crap on CNN's ratings, they do a great job of going viral. I know it's not on purpose. This is kind of like Joe Biden. Remember his administration?
That's the truth.
At one point, there was this article. I get all the puff pieces confused, if you'll forgive me for that. But there was an article about how Biden's team always wants him to go viral for things, and instead he only goes viral when he's not trying. Like when he's falling up the stairs at Air Force One, and you know, when he's falling asleep at a climate conference. That's the stuff that goes viral. And that's what they say. You know, Jared, you can't predict what's going to hit. You can't predict what people are going to like. Well, Don Lemon had no idea that he was about to actually get some eyeballs on his program. He was talking to Jamie Rome, who's acting director for the Hurricane Center, the NOAA Hurricane Center. And he was talking about the path of Ian. And that's when Don Lemon decided to bring in a little bit of climate change hysteria to the conversation. Listen to Jamie just completely shut that down. Cut 18.
Look here, you can actually see, pretty interesting for your viewers, you can actually see a second eye wall forming around the inner eye wall, and that's basically the second eye wall has overtaken the original eye wall, and that should arrest development.
I'm just trying to get that. You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question.
I don't think you can link climate change to any one event. Okay. On the whole, on the cumulative, climate change may be making storms worse, but to link it to any one event, I would caution against that.
Okay, well, listen, I grew up there, and these storms are intensifying. Something is causing them to intensify. So this storm is just, it's a massive one.
Follow the science, follow the lemon, follow the lemon, wherever he goes. That is really an unbelievable clip. And Steve Miller on Twitter just put it so well. He's like, hey, I grew up there, Mr. Science Man. Yeah, oh, okay. I thought we were supposed to listen to the experts. And now we're just, if you grew up somewhere, you can tell us about. What if Howie said, well, I grew up there, and so I know this isn't climate change. Is that a good argument now, depending on where you grew up? I grew up in Milton, Massachusetts. So should I go and counter protest all the people putting cement barrels on the highway? Is that a fair shake? I grew up here, so I don't need to hear your mumbo jumbo. I don't need to hear all your fuzzy math and your statistics. He actually, you know, for someone who originated the panel of people making fun of the credulous boomer rubes, he sounds a little ruby right there, doesn't he?
Yes, he was born and grew up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, which is in a hurricane zone. It is also not in Florida. Just pointing that out. I can read a map, Don.
Yeah, you're the exception to the rule like that. That's why we have you
here.
I get
reading in words.
It's,
and my learning on.
It's really obnoxious to tell the weather guy that he's wrong because he's not indulging your fantasy. You know, that's what it is. They want people who are going
How
to
dare you?
Indulge them. And sometimes that doesn't happen. And there's only one person to blame for that. It's who's ever booking the guests at CNN. Shame on you. Let me guess. You're on the payroll of Chris Licht, trying to bring the network back to somewhere in the middle of the road, you Trump-supporting MAGA Republican. There's a saboteur at CNN right now setting up Don Lemon. For people who missed the first Don Lemon, I don't know if we should play it, but it was pretty funny. He had this woman on, and he tried to talk about reparations and the royal family. It was after the queen died, so he had a royal expert on, and she just flipped the script completely on him on that front, and he was really thrown off by that. So this is just a double whammy. It's a double whammy, and can you blame this guy? Because Janice Dean who was always dismissed and derided as like the weather girl from Fox by Andrew Cuomo's team, you know, because she kept going after Andrew Cuomo because of his handling of the retirement homes and a lot of other things.
Legoland, Legoland, Legoland.
She responded back to this cut and said, there is a time and a place for this discussion. The scientist knows this and stays on message. He wisely uses his time on television to try to save lives. But Don Lemon doesn't care about that. You know who else doesn't care about that is the media just in general. They have been hounding Ron DeSantis and trying to politicize his response to this. Before the hurricane even hit Florida, they're already getting ready to do what they did in Puerto Rico with Donald Trump. Remember where they said, oh, Donald Trump didn't do anything in Puerto Rico. He didn't help them at all. And then we find this giant field of water bottles sitting under a tarp that the officials in Puerto Rico just forgot about. They forgot to hand them out. But it was all Donald Trump's fault. It was all Donald Trump's fault. Well, a similar thing is happening, except they just can't wait. They can't even wait for the hurricane to land. That's how eager they are to go after Ron DeSantis. Because in case you haven't heard, he's worse than Trump. He doesn't have the same charismatic charm as Donald Trump. So I want to play Ron DeSantis. First of all, I want to play him commenting on the fact that at the time, Joe Biden had not called him and he had called three mayors in Florida. And it was clear that he was avoiding calling Ron DeSantis. And since then, he has. I'm not going to say he called because he was getting backlash. I'm not under the impression that the Biden administration operates solely based off Twitter. That would be an insane thing to allege. But this was DeSantis's response that I think made Joe Biden pick up the phone. This is Cut 16.
Governor, how would you characterize your conversations with President Biden as Ian approaches?
So I have not personally spoken with the president, but the FEMA has approved our pre-landfall request. We've had Gracia here really from since the weekend. Gracia's been here. She's always around here. And so we feel like we have a good relationship with FEMA. You know, I'm happy to brief the president if he's interested in hearing what we're doing in Florida. You know, my view on all this is like, you know, you got people's lives at stake. You got their property at stake. And we don't have time for pettiness. We got to work together to make sure we're doing the best job for them. So my phone line is open and we're happy, but we do appreciate the quick approval of the pre-landfall declaration.
Listen to that monster.
Yeah, you know, it's just, he's out of control. He's out of control. The vitriol that he's spewing, the fake news. In reality, though, he does have a point. That it's a serious situation and you'd hope that the president, especially, and let's just take this in for a second, because I have to point this out, especially the president whose whole shtick, and it was fake and it was phony and we're all figuring that out a little too late, but his whole shtick was, I can work across the aisle. Unity and I across the aisle and your grandfather and I didn't used to be this way. I used to eat lunch with Robert Byrd. That was his whole shtick, was that, you know, he's old school. He worked with Republicans. He worked with everybody. And now all he has to do is call up Ron DeSantis. And it took all the people dunking on him on Twitter to get him to do that. Pettiness is what fuels Joe Biden. His tank is full of pettiness and chocolate chip ice cream. And it's a deadly combination. Speaking of Joe, though, actually, before we get to Joe, before we give Joe the floor yet again in this first hour, I want to play DeSantis handling this reporter, because the way that he is navigating this hurricane and the way that the media is so hungry to already blame him for it, it's like a masterclass on how to deal with the press. And I do want to play this because I love that he takes it away from himself and he makes it about the other people there. I think it's a very smart move. Let's take DeSantis shutting down a reporter. Cut 17.
FEMA Administrator Chris Wells said today that she acknowledged concerns that Florida, as was said, lacks response to the storm so far. And that
Whoa. Give me a break. That is nonsense. Stop politicizing, okay? Stop it. We declared a state of emergency when this thing wasn't even formed. We've had people in here. You've had counties doing. They've done a lot of hard work. And honestly, you're trying to attack me, I get. But, like, you're attacking these other people who've worked very hard. And so that's just totally false. I don't think we've ever, certainly since I've been governor, declared a state of emergency this early. We made sure that we were very inclusive with it. We said that there was a lot of uncertainty. And we've worked to make sure the preparations that have been done and all the stuff. You talk to the people at the counties when they've needed something, stuff gets there very quickly because of what Kevin and his team have done.
Yeah, and this is just the beginning of this kind of stuff. You know, we haven't even, as he pointed out, it hasn't even happened yet, and they're already creating this narrative. And we've seen this before. Remember when Publix decided it was going to roll out the vaccines because there's a lot of Publixes in Florida, and they were the only, I don't want to misquote this or anything, but they were the grocery pharmacy chain that was ready to handle it. They said, you know, we're ready. It was offered to other places and they just weren't ready to handle it. And I think it was 60 Minutes came out with this entire hit piece about how the reason why Ron DeSantis gave Publix the vaccines first is because, and you know, they tried to link some donations to Ron DeSantis as reason why he favored Publix. And a Democrat in Florida had to come out and say, that's hogwash. He chose them because they're doing a good job of rolling it out and they wanted to roll it out. And there's a lot of those chains around Florida for people to go to. It's so obvious what they're doing. And the more calm and competent he is, the more petty and nonsensical the left looks. All right. Now, if we're going to talk about nonsensical here, Joe Biden takes the cake, because I didn't think this cut was real until I saw the video this morning.
Oh, boy.
This was Joe Biden yesterday giving people his tips. You know, these are Biden's tips on how to deal with the hurricane. The most important way, the best way to be prepared. Cut 14.
Let me be clear. If you're in a state where hurricanes often strike, like Florida or the Gulf Coast or into Texas, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now. Everything is more complicated if you're not vaccinated and a hurricane or natural disaster hits.
All I can think about is when we were doing the airlifts out of Afghanistan and people were complaining that people in the airlifts weren't wearing masks. And it was so ludicrous. It sounded like from the Babylon Bee, but it was real. And in this case, I almost wonder if someone's slipping in Babylon Bee headlines into his packet of stuff and he's just going with it. I don't know what's scarier, if he thought of that on the fly or if someone in his administration wrote that down for him to read. Either way, not great. 844-500-4242. We have a lot more sound to get to. And also, Eric Adams is taking a dig at Kansas and bragging about New York. We're going to get into that later in the show today. The storm is hitting, I think it's right now a Category 4 hurricane, Hurricane Ian, and we will keep you posted on what's happening. I'm watching Fox right now. They're shooting in Orlando, and we'll keep you up to date as the show goes on. If you've looked at your retirement account lately, you probably feel like Jared was feeling yesterday, which was, I brought this up, and Jared, you were wincing. You looked like you were having a nightmare in real life.
Yes, I knew I was losing money. I did not know how much money I was losing this year alone on top of what had already been lost.
And it stings. It does sting, because especially right now we've got inflation, we've got this recession looming. They're already gearing up for, you know, that soft landing that we were all hoping for. Well, it turns out it could be a hard landing.
Let's just say what was lost in my 401k is right on the border of not qualifying for whatever was in the American Rescue Plan.
Oh, got it. Yeah, and right now we're in a financial storm. As Jared just pointed out, the global economy is weakening. So you need to hedge your retirement. You need to protect it. You don't want to lose any more. And that's why our friends at Monetary Gold would like to send you two free guides. These guides are free. I really want to emphasize that, because you really have nothing to lose. It's a great way to just see what they're offering. And here are the two guides. The first one is 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are worried about that. The second one is the 2022 Monetary Gold Protection Guide. These free guides will show you how to protect your assets and how to get through this financial crisis. Did you know that during the high inflation of the 70s, gold increased in value 2,300%? Right now, you can buy physical gold or silver and roll over your IRA or 401k retirement account. Gold and silver can help you diversify your risk and protect your retirement in these uncertain times. And as we pointed out, they're definitely uncertain, but it doesn't mean there's nothing you can do. There's always a way around this. There's always a way to protect your money and protect your retirement. And all you have to do is call Monetary Gold to get your 2 free guides. The number, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. Or you can go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's 800-267-6500 or monetarygold.com/grace. One more time, 800-267-6500. We'll be right back with more. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, is disappointing some people because they thought he was going to come in and clean up the city. And instead, he tends to give press conferences where he talks about himself and how
thank God I'm the mayor right now.
He goes to a lot of clubs, which, you know, I'm pro clubbing. I love a good club. But when there's so many other things going on, you think he might be a little bit more focused on fixing the Big Apple. And that brings us to today's poll question. It's brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. So save $50 on the Gen 40 with code GRACE50 at EdenPureDeals.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
So this requires a little bit of a setup. Eric Adams was speaking yesterday somewhere and was definitely feeling his New Yorkness.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. And when people see it, it means something. You know, when we go there, it's not, Kansas doesn't have a brand. <You know? laughs> When you go there, okay, you're from Kansas. No. Well, you know what? But New York has a brand. It has a brand.
Oh, my gosh. That is one of the most obnoxious, elitist, liberal quotes I've ever heard. Kansas doesn't have a brand. Do you think people from Kansas might disagree? Also, I agree with him that New York has a brand. It definitely does. And over the past few years, the brand has changed a bit. It's become a lot stronger, I guess you could say. The brand of just, you know, trash all over the sidewalks. The brand of people being pushed into the subways. I've got a lot of New York stories here about the brand, as Eric Adams likes to call it. So what is our poll question?
Whose brand do you like better, New York or Kansas?
Kansas, baby, all day. This makes me want to go to Kansas because if Eric Adams thinks they're doing such a crappy job in Kansas, things are probably looking pretty good. If it's like the opposite of New York's brand, I might like it.
Kansas had 94% in our poll, 6% like the brand of New York.
I'm really excited. In the next segment, we're going to talk to Derek Maltz. He has a piece out right now. If you haven't checked it out, it's in Grace's recommended reading at gracecurlyshow.com. And it's about the fentanyl crisis in this country and how until we close the border, these things are not going to fix themselves. Derek Maltz is coming up next to talk about his piece in the New York Post and to talk about a crisis that does not get nearly enough play, especially from the Biden administration. Don't go anywhere. A lot more show left. This is the Grace Curley Show.